Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, or golf. Sign up today using promo code GOLFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some merch, autographed NFL stuff. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. That's OFF contest to enter today. NFL draft around the corner, giving away a ton of merch to celebrate. JSN, that's Jackson Smith and Jigba, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins. Come for the football, stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter the contest. Get some signed merch. Let's talk some golf. We're here to talk some golf, not old-fashioned football. So Masters week is over. Do you want to call it a hangover that we have the RBC Heritage? Do you want to call it what do we want to call this elevated event after a major? This is the new norm now. We are kind of used. Are we used to this? Is this like the new thing that we're doing? We're going to get an elevated event the week after a major. Again, this is like the third year we're doing this, but we're here. We are here. And the Masters, yeah, that happened. Scottie Scheffler did it again. The overwhelming takes, they're not anything crazy, anything that you haven't heard anywhere else. So you've seen me on Twitter. You've seen my takes. Scottie's unbelievable. I will say that shout out to Bryson for leading the field in ball striking. That was quite something, and he really played well. And if you followed me, you saw my take. I said Bryson will retire with a green jacket, and I kind of got shit on the first 2 days of saying that take. And after the first round, they were like, "Oh, maybe Matt knows what he's talking about." So yeah, Bryson obviously didn't win, but he proved some people wrong, and he is a dog, and he needs to fix his short game for sure. But I still think Bryson gets it done at some point in his career. But Scotty, just a different world. He's in a different world. And you can say Ludwig, you can say Colin, Max choked. Any normal golfer in the world is going to make a mistake. They will. Not Scotty Scheffler. Not Scotty freaking Scheffler. And that's been proven not once, not twice, just so many times. Scotty is inevitable. He was never not winning. He was a DFS lock last week. A bet, maybe not, but a DFS lock, every single lineup, every single pool. Helped cash me a ton in DFS and some office pools. So thank you, Scotty. As much as I didn't want you to win in the betting markets, you were free everywhere else. So let's do it again. The RBC Heritage. We have six guys. Is it six guys over 10,000? Colin Morikawa, 10,000. Patrick Cantlay, 10,200. Ludwig Aubert, 10,400. Xander, 10,800. Rory, 11,200. Scotty, 13,300. Now, the past few weeks, I've been saying, Scotty, he's not priced high enough. He's still a free square. You can build around him. Now, he's priced 13,300 and a short field, and there's no 5K range. So you really, if you want to play Scotty, you got to dumpster dive like crazy. And I don't think that's the best strategy, because this is a tournament where everyone in the field is going to play four guaranteed rounds. So the cream will rise to the top. So if you want to play Scotty, you got to get like a bunch of guys from the 6K range, low 7K range. That's not, I don't think that's a winning strategy this week. This is honestly, I think, a good week to fade Scotty in DFS, just based on numbers alone. And then you throw in the Masters hangover. He is with his he's went to a dive bar last night. He's going to be drinking all week. Who knows if he even plays? His wife's about to have a child. He might not even play this golf tournament. So all those things combined, I don't think we can play Scotty in DFS this week, and that's the hill that I'm dying on. So no Scotty this week. We are going elsewhere. Rory McIlroy, 11-2. I'm not sure if you want to play Rory either, and I don't think he – but he might be very low-owned, because everyone's going to go down to Xander, Ludvig, Patrick, Colin. The first two guys I think are just going to be skipped. People might play Scotty, but I think Rory is just going to be skipped. 2020 finished 41st here, and he hasn't looked really great. And like Valero, he gained in with his irons, finished third, but he was non-competitive. 22nd at the Masters, non-competitive. Rory hasn't been competitive for quite some time, and it's just like, what are we going to do? And then this is not even a golf course where it screams Rory McIlroy. You want him on a course that you can launch the driver. It's a big track. Harbortown is not that. Harbortown is going to level the playing field, make people lay up off the tee, make people hit from the same spot. Just a positional golf course. Nothing wrong with it, but not a golf course where you want to run out Rory. So from there, I think this next Xander through Colin range gets really bunched. Now, I wonder what the sentiment around Xander Schauffele is going to be. DFS, it might be fine, because this is now a third straight top eight finish and another uber consistent performance from Xander Schauffele, just gaining across the board, not in a non-competitive top eight. And I got shit on for saying Xander Schauffele and Tommy Fleetwood have another non-competitive top 10 finish, bad for their career. Well, and the people below me were saying, yeah, their bank account disagrees. If you're on Twitter victory lapping a professional athlete's salary, what are you doing? Like, obviously they make what? That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that someone responded with saying this. It's not bad for their career. It's bad for their legacy, which I totally, that's what I meant. I did not mean it's bad for their bank account, but go look at my tweet. Everyone's replying, yeah, I'm sure Tommy Fleetwood's wife is pretty happy he made $1 million. What? Are you guys stupid? I'm sorry if you're watching this and you said that. Why are you victory lapping a professional athlete's salary? They're gutless golfers in the majors. Xander Schauffele or Tommy Fleetwood never once ever had a chance to win last week. Never one time. And you could say, I saw a tweet, yeah, Tommy shot like three rounds around par. He was in the mix the whole time. No, he was not. Tommy Fleetwood never won for 1 second was in contention. Not for one. Take that for what it is. And their top 10, non-competitive yet again. Their whole career. There's been, out of all their top 10s, a handful of the times they could have won. And they're great golfers. You need to be great golfers to finish in the top 10 in a major, no matter if you backdoor it or you are in the top 10 from the jump. And it's not like I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying it's so on brand for go look at Tommy Fleetwood and Xander Schauffele's Wikipedia page. Oh, all this yellow, top 10 in a major. These guys are should have won more. No, they probably shouldn't have won more, because they're just gutless when the lights are on. So just have to get that off my chest. But leads me into Xander Schauffele. I love him this week. I do think Xander Schauffele wins this golf tournament. It just feels really similar to when Xander Schauffele won the 2022 Travelers Championship the week after a non-competitive top 15 at the 2022 U.S. Open. Feels very similar. And Xander is on a ball-striking mission right now, where he's just gaining. I feel like he just got to cap it off with a win, truthfully. But you know who else I said that about? Patrick Cantlay. Patrick Cantlay last season had one of the best ball striking seasons of anyone on tour, and he didn't cap it off with a win. Now, Patrick Cantlay is definitely dangerous on this golf course. He has flawless course history, finishes inside the top seven every time but one. He won one miscut here, but every other result is top seven or better. And it's a golf course that he said amazing things about. He said how much he wants to win that Cardigan Jacket, win here. He loves the golf course, and the results speak for themselves. He hit the ball tremendously last week, but Patrick Cantlay has not been too consistent with the ball striking. So I'm not sure. I like Xander a lot more. We'll see where the ownership comes in. Maybe just because Patrick's $600 less, he'll be more owned, and I'll just pick Xander. But in this range, my two guys are Xander, one, and then the guy I like next is Ludvig. Ludvig at 10-4, and maybe you want to say, Ludvig's an elite driver. You want him on a long golf course, which I agree with, but all of his best results prior to last week in Torrey Pines are on positional golf courses. Ludvig is young. Ludvig's head is down. Ludvig is not going to take a week off like the Scottie Scheffler is up. Not that Scottie's going to take a week off, but you know what I mean. Like, Ludvig is young, hungry, wants to get that best win so far. His best win is the RSM, and he wants to top that. So Ludvig's hungry. Ludvig's low-key inevitable. Ludvig's there on the weekend. So I'm down for some Lud. Now, Colin Morikawa, 10K, is going to be very, very, very popular. Decent results here. Almost won the Stewart Sankey year, but he fell apart on the final round. Finished third last week, and he gained 5 strokes on approach for the first time in 3 starts. Now, I don't want to buy Colin Morikawa because he has played not that many good rounds of golf in 2024. He played all right in Hawaii at the Century, and then he played all right last week. So I don't want to buy Colin Morikawa at kind of a peak number when he hasn't done anything this year. I know the golf course makes sense, but I'm going to stick with Xander and Ludvig in this range. Okay, 9K range. Probably going to be a shorter show just because this is a shorter field. It's like only an 80-man field. So 9K range. Tommy Fleetwood down to Will Zalatoris. Tommy Fleetwood's consistent here. Tommy Fleetwood should play well here. 2 straight top 7 finishes, going to be Giga Chalk. I'm not buying it because anytime Tommy gets popular, he shits the bed. Max Homa, 9,700. A guy I'm going to fade too. He's literally said on the Part of My Take and on his interviews last week, he was like, I'm saving Sunday after the Masters to just get hammered. And that is what he said, he looked like he was getting hammered with, because it was his wife's birthday this week. Good for Max. And he missed a cut here last year. I bet him here last year and he did horrible, obviously. I want Max to play well here, and I think he can. Like, I like the course fit, but just timing wise, I don't love. Obviously, he plays well in spurts, and he's played well the last 2 weeks, I guess. So I could see it, but I don't love it. I like some other guys in this range. I really don't love this non-K range, if I'm being honest. Matt Fitz, he loves it here. Won here last year, finished 4th in 2021. And he low-key played solid at the Masters. Tied with Rory for 22nd, T10 at Valero. And he's finding something T to green. I'm down 5th at the Players. Matt Fitzpatrick is playing well. Hopefully his ownership is down. I mean, it's not going to be down, but hopefully it's not super inflated. Jordan, what to make of Jordan? 2nd in 2023, 1st in 2022, missed the cut at the Masters, 10th at Valero. But no one loves a positional golf course like Jordan Spieth. Think of the golf courses he's played best. Harbortown, Pebble Beach, Colonial, all positionally, which it's weird because Jordan can get looser than everyone. Why does he play so well at these positional tracks? He's just an insane golfer. If he's sub 12, I think you got to hammer him. Wyndham Clark, I think he might finish like T38, which is not going to help you in this range. He's played really well here, like made cuts, and he's definitely a better golfer now, but I don't see it. I mean, he's going to be actually, I might be coming around on Wyndham. Wyndham won at Pebble Beach, positional of all positional golf course. He's made 5 straight cuts here. Club down factor. Went into this podcast thinking I didn't like Wyndham Clark, but now I think I like him. I think he's my second favorite guy in this range. Will Zalatoris. Will Zalatoris doesn't have any really in much course history. Finished 42nd in 2021. Finished 9th at the Masters. Was a pretty decent week, but we're talking got to get to 17 under, 18 under, 19 under to win this golf tournament. Will Zalatoris has been a bad putter the last few weeks. Do I really trust him in this style of event to contend? No. I like the iron play, though. I wish he got to hit more drivers here. I don't love it. I don't love this 9K range. So 8K range, there's definitely some fun that we will surely get to. But first, I want to talk to you about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, also growing extremely fast. Pick whether your favorite players are going to go higher or lower in a given stat. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build an entry. You can also make rivals picks, which pits 2 players against each other. For example, which player will have more yards, more birdies. If you follow me on Twitter, you see I gave out those Underdog blogs last week. Probably will have a video or TikTok about Underdog this week. So head over to my Twitter if you want some Underdog looks for the week. Probably come Wednesday night. Code GOLFSGPN to get your deposit matched up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget code GOLFSGPN for $100 deposit bonus. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Underdog Fantasy, check it out. Okay, 8K range, a range I think I like a lot more than the 9K range. We have Sahith with some finished 5th here last year, down to Siwoo. And I'm just going to start right now. My favorite golfer in this range is Siwoo Kim. Siwoo Kim has a mixed bag of results at this golf course, finished 2nd in 2018, I believe, but he is on a ball striking mission. Ended up making the cut at the Masters and having a pretty fair finish. Finished T30, didn't hit the ball his best, but outside of the Masters, he's been hitting the ball so well. If Siwoo will play out of the fairway and Siwoo can get scorching hot with the irons and scorching hot with the putter. 8K, I think, is a great price. I like that much better than 35-1 in the betting market, but I do think he can win. What to do with Sam Burns? Back-to-back missed cuts, but he finished. He has multiple top 15s here. If Sam Burns can do it at Colonial, I think he can do it here. But tough look for Sam Burns of late. Just bad ball striking. But he can definitely get scorching hot with the putter. Corey Connors, Mr. Consistent. He will play out of every fairway. He will hit a lot of greens. Pounding these greens over 4 rounds will just elevate him up the leaderboard. JT 8400, buy low. Just buy low. Don't ever think it. Buy low. No one was going to want to play him. Cam Young, 8700. Third here in 2022. Outside of Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, Cam Young is probably having the best ball striking season on the PGA Tour. Is he going to cap it off with a win? I hope so. Sooner than later. I really do hope so. So I do like him at $8,700. So Russell Henley, I don't really love, although it's kind of a Russell Henley golf course. The ball striking has not been great, and the course history is kind of all over the place. He finished 4th in, what was that, Texas, but he did not hit the ball well at the Masters. So I don't really know if I love Russell Henley. Okay, 7K range. Definitely some guys in this range. Ben On, I love Ben On, has a T8 here in his career, and he was third or fourth in the Masters field in ball striking, hitting the ball well. I trust him to club down. He's a bomber, but I trust him to club down and hit a ton of greens. Hopefully he can get hot with the putter. If he can make a ton of putts at the Sony, I think you can make a ton of putts here. 7K range, anyone else I really like? Akshay Bhatia, he's still low. Like, why is he 7,700? Finished 31st, 35th at the Masters, lost five strokes, but first trip, I guess the shoulder could be in question. The shoulder could definitely be in question. So not sure what to make of Akshay. Maybe we stay away because he's a guy who can always get chalky. Chris Kirk, 7,700. This is definitely a Chris Kirk golf course. Tight draws will treat you well around Harbortown. He finished 16th at Augusta after not playing since the Players. He has a few top 10s here in his career. Definitely down for Chris Kirk. Always a threat on Bermuda. Christian Bezuidenhout has been just so chalky in every start dating back to after the API, so like the Cognizant or around, like, no, he was chalky at the Cognizant, missed the cut, and then like Players on, he was been chalky. But hopefully some of that will die off because Seabez makes a ton of sense. Like Corey Connors, should play out of the fairway, can get hot with the irons. I do like Seabez at 76. We got to have the Cam Davis conversation because I don't like him this week. I don't. And if you followed me on anything on Twitter last week, I was all over Cam Davis last week at the Masters. Bet him 350-1, had way too much money on him, top 10. Thanks for that double, top 10, 14-1. But Cam Davis, I'm patting myself on the back for that Cam Davis call because he was in the third to last group on Saturday at 350-1. 350-1, Cam Davis. And I thought he made a ton of sense at Augusta, and he's got great course history here. Back-to-back top 10s, but I don't want to play a chalky Cam Davis. Like, we were ahead of him last week. Don't be a fish. Don't eat it this week. He's priced $500 more in an objectively worse field. Don't do it. Don't do it. I think he can disappoint you because I don't think he'll go for three straight top 10s, although he does have the good course history. A guy who's going to be really chalky as well as Tom Kim, $7,400. He had that great round on Sunday to finish 30th, one of the rounds of the week at Augusta. But he's got one miscut here, but it's a Tom Kim golf course. Extremely accurate off the tee, and he's got Paul Thesori on the bag. The man knows Harbortown better than anyone else. So I definitely like that, but Tom Kim is going to be giga chalk fade for sure. Haven't seen enough. We've had one good round from Tom Kim since the Genesis. One good round, truthfully, and it came on Sunday. So people are going to buy that out. A golfer I really do like at $7,300. Keegan Bradley finished T22 at Augusta. He hadn't made a cut since the API. He doesn't have much course history here, so like he's going to be under the radar. But Keegan gained five strokes on approach. This is a golf course you don't have to overpower. This is a golf course you have to be precise and spike with the irons. That's Keegan Bradley. And at $7,300, I'm down. Sungjae, I'm going to continue to buy him. Last 3 years, 7th, 21st, 13th, but he's been bad, man. He has not finished inside the top 20 since the API, and he's not really looked like himself. I think Sungjae is off, but he's near the 6K range. Like, it's Sungjae M on short Bermuda. Come on. Like, we must do that. A golfer who's heating up, Adam Shank. Adam Shank is kind of heating up. Back-to-back top 12 finishes, and he kind of got hot this time last year. So if you're buying that, look, I think Shank's a decent look. Should be hyped. Is into the Masters next year. This is a golf course Adam Shank can definitely contend on. It's not long. It's positional. Shank's jam. B. Todd's been playing good golf. 33rd at the Valspar after playing well for three rounds. 6th at the API and 5th at Valero. B. Todd's kind of fucking right now. B. Todd is kind of fucking. Great Bermuda putter. Makes sense at 7,100. Tom Hoagie, 7K. A case of form versus course history. He has gained on approach in 12 straight starts, and they were significant gains. And approach is the key stat to success, but does not have the best course history. So you got to ask yourself that question. Do I want to buy this elite Tom Hoagie form? Or do I want to fade him because of the course history? That's something you got to ask yourself. And then 6K range. Obviously, I have this 6K show coming, so I'm not going to deep dive this range right now. But a guy I like at 6K min is Chandler Phillips. If you sort this range, this entire field, by strokes gained approach the last 20 rounds. Chandler Phillips in the top 10 of the entire field. The entire field. That's Scottie Scheffler. That's Ludwig. That's Xander Schauffele. Chandy Phils, his game is irons, and we are the DF Press pricing doesn't know it yet, but we can get ahead of this. Chandy Phils, 6K, could be a little bit of a gem. No course history, so he's not going to be super owned, but he might be a min-priced gem. Played really well at the Valspar. That's Bermuda as well. So I do like Phillips at 6K min. Anyone else I really love in the 6K range? Eric Cole. I mean, he never played here before, but this feels like an Eric Cole golf course. A guy who's just going to pound you with consistency. I don't mind that. Ricky, if he's been doing anything well, it's been hitting his irons okay. So I know he missed the cut at Valero, finished T30 at Augusta, but $6,800 for Ricky, like I'm down. I definitely am down. Finished T15 here last year. So yeah, shorter show today, but shorter field. So any questions, you know where to reach me. Ton more content this week. We got Corrales content coming as well, which I will probably be doing a show for. So any questions, you know where to reach out to me. I will catch you guys later in the week.